It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramel for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. A good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here in the studio, the high school coaches show. And this morning, we're going to start our summer baseball coaches show. We're going to talk to baseball coaches around the Q92 listening area starting this morning. Want to encourage everyone to come on over to Madison. The Madison Legion is hosting a huge tournament. Started last night with Madison beating Como Park St. Paul 10-0 at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. And the tournament continues today at 10 o'clock this morning. Madison will take on Ashby. And then there are actually five games in Madison today. Como Park St. Paul will play Ashby at 12:15, 2:30. Fergus Falls will play Wilmer. And at 4:45, Fergus Falls will play Worthington. And then the last game tonight in Madison at 7 o'clock or around 7 o'clock, Wilmer will take on Worthington. So a lot of baseball in Madison today. Go on down to the ballpark, have a broader hamburger, and enjoy some Legion baseball. And a good win for Madison Senior Legion last night, 10-0, as I mentioned, over Como Park St. Paul. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll hear from Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Madison Mallards Town Ball with manager Matt Munson. How many years has this been for you, Matt?
I think for playing, it's year 23, so I'm probably managing for about half of that or maybe a little bit more after taking over for Brian Fernald. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, for sure. Still going strong, too.
Yep, still going strong.
Still playing?
Still playing a little bit, okay, yep, good. Yep. So we'll see now that we got more guys coming to games here after the high school season's done. We'll just have to see how the rest of the season unfolds. So,
all right. Boy, the field's looking great down there.
Yep, yeah, field's been in great shape. Grass has been pretty green now once we got the sprinklers going here this later in the spring. So, it's good, and it's ready for the Legion tournament that's going on here this weekend.
Yeah, big schools here.
Yep, yeah, some teams traveling quite the distance. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see these teams play and how they stack up or how well Madison stacks up against them.
So. Yeah, St. Paul, Como, Wilmer, Worthington, Fergus Falls.
Yep, yeah, I think they got Ashby coming too. Yep, so, yeah, some teams traveling a ways. And, okay. I think that St. Paul team will be here Friday, sir. It's here Friday, yeah. Saturday, and Sunday. Yep. So, it's nice to see teams willing to come out here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Madison Mallards. You got your roster there in front of you, and you're well into the season already. Tell us how the Mallards are doing.
Yep, yeah. So I think, on Wednesday, we crossed the halfway mark in the Land of Ducks season. So actually off to a really good start. I don't know if we've had many seasons that started out, with the record that we have. So currently we're sitting at 5-1 in the Land of Ducks, so in really good shape. So, you know, it's I can give you a quick recap on how we got to the 5-1 record. But, you know, we started off the year with a win in Appleton, 5-3. Brandon Bornhorst threw that game for us. You know, in his career, I don't think that he had pitched against Appleton yet.
So, oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, with us being a little short with numbers and, you know, Brandon Hill not back yet because he had a successful, you know, Alec Tech season. You know, we had to have Wyatt Halverson at shortstop, and Avery Whitnable wasn't around. So we didn't have options and were limited there, but Brandon was able to get the job done for us. Then we traveled to Benson and ended up winning that game 5-3 as well. I think that game had gone 12 innings. Brandon Bornhorst got the win in relief, so it was nice to see him start out 2-0 on the season. And, you know, the highlight of that game was, you know, there wasn't a lot of offense, but it was timely. Evan Kells had a 2-run home run. And then a second 2-run home run in extra innings that eventually ended up being the winning runs for us. So that was pretty awesome to see. We followed up that win with a win in Ortonville, 21-7. Avery Whitnable got the win on the mound for that one. But, you know, that one game was a little shorter with the 10-run rule. Only went 7 innings, but I think we pounded out 23 if we've had that many hits in a game.
Oh, wow, 23.
23 hits, yep. Yeah, Matt Inger led the way there with 5 hits. Blake Wolschlager had 4. Then Landon Sherm, Brandon Hill, and myself had 3 hits. So it was fun to see everyone hit the ball around the ballpark. And, we knew we could ride that 3-game streak to start the season into our Chicago game on Sunday. And we ended up winning that one 5-1 with Brandon Bornhorst on the mound. And, you know, Brandon Bornhorst had a great day at the plate that day as well. I think he had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. So Brandon Bornhorst started out 3-0 on the mound on the season as well. So that brought us to 4-0 in the Land of Ducks. And then to Sunday, going in to face Morris at Morris. You know, that's a team that's traditionally a powerhouse in the Land of Ducks.
They've gone to state.
I don't know how many times, but it's like you kind of expect it. You know, they got a good pitching staff, but they always hit the ball. I mean, it's a very good hitting ball club. So we knew that we were going to be up against a strong team there. We actually did start out the first inning with a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. You know, Landon Sherm was able to reach base with a strikeout, but got to first and eventually was able to come around and score on an error. But, you know, it's Avery Whitnable starting on the mound for us. Lefty matchups, you know, they got a lot of lefties on their team. But, you know, it's started off a little shaky. I think he walked the first 2 batters of the game, and both those runs ended up coming around to score. In the second inning, I think another walk ended up coming around to score. And then the third inning, they had a solo blast. So right away after 3 innings, we were down 4-1. You know, defensively, we had some miscues as well. Morris tacked on 3 more runs in the 6th inning following, you know, a strikeout that the runner reached on a wild pitch and, you know, some errors and hits. And so just not a clean baseball game. We ended up losing that game by a score of 8-2, but, you know, it's clean up a little bit on defense and pitch a little better, throw a little more strikes. You know, it's probably more of a 4-2, 5-2 ball game. So we weren't too far out of that one, or shouldn't have been too far out of it. But, you know, on the day, we only had 5 hits as well. I think Brandon Hill had 2 of them. Dylan Lilliard had a hit, Matt Arndt, and then Nolan Smith. So we weren't hitting the ball enough, and, you know, defensively and the pitching miscues kind of did us in that game. And you got to play a lot cleaner game if you're going to beat that Morris Eagles team. Okay. So
only loss of the season.
That was only a loss of the season so far. You know, and then we got to come back on Wednesday with the game. You know, it seemed like it was going to be a little shaky. It seems like it rains like every day or every other day lately. Yep. So, yep. You know, it's not that it's an inch or 2 gully washers at a time, but it can add up. And, we ended up getting a little rain before the game started on Wednesday. But, you know, we planned to play it. Their coach wanted to play. Their team wanted to play. They're already here. So we did start about 15 minutes late. And then I think that we had probably a half-hour rain delay in the middle of the game. So, you know, for a Wednesday night, it got done pretty late. I think it was, you know, well after 11 by the time the game got done. And, you know, home for most of us after midnight after cleaning up the field. But, we did start out that game. Our Cottonwood did in the top of the first with a couple hits. And then we had an error. So they ended up starting off the game with a 1-run lead. But, you know, in the second inning, we had a couple hits to lead off the inning, and then Caden Fernals hit a three-run blast to left field to give us a 3-1 lead. So that was nice to see for Caden. He did hit the ball hard a couple times in Morris and didn't have anything to show for it. So he kind of continued that in Cottonwood, and it paid off for him. So we did come back here in the fourth inning and tacked on another run following a couple walks. Their pitcher got a little wild, and we were able to manufacture another run there. But, you know, and then I guess top of innings or the top of five, you know, they were able to make a game of it, 4-3. But our guys came back pretty good. We tacked on five runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blake Fulschlager started that fifth inning with the solo home run to left center field. So it was nice to see Blake kind of get his swing going. And then we had another walk or a hit, and I think it was about three or four walks in that inning. So, you know, Cottonwood kind of had some pitching woes, and we were able to capitalize on that. And then, you know, Wyatt just kind of kept going through their order. You know, they kept giving up a couple runs here and there with a walk, and Cottonwood get a couple hits and some defensive miscues as well. But then Blake Wolschlager came in relief in the seventh inning. He did give up a run off after another leadoff walk that we had, but then we were able to scramble through and kind of get through the next couple innings unscathed and tack on some four more runs in the seventh inning. So, you know, a lot of runs on the day for us. I think we had 13 runs, 14 hits, you know, and some guys putting up some big numbers again with, you know, Brandon Hill, another three hits, Blake Wolschlager, three hits, Evan Kells, two. And then a variety of guys with one. You know, we did pick up Brad and Brendan Kuzman from Montevideo this year now. Nice. So they were able to roll in after their Legion games in Omaha and come play. And Brendan got to play a little third base late in the game and had a double and a couple RBIs. So it was nice to see them get here and produce with the Madison Ties. So
yeah, okay. What was the final score?
Final score ended up being 13-6 on that one.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned the Kuzmans. I should have started with the roster. Can you name the roster? All the guys on the team.
So
the Kuzmans are new. They're the first year on the team.
Yeah, first year on the team. You know, Brad, I think, had played for the Spartans. Yeah. But it's been a while. And then they reached out. You know, with Montevideo not having their own town team anymore. You know, all those guys look for places to play.
And they're good ball players, too.
Yeah. So Montevideo's had a good baseball program for many years now. But
who's on the Mallards roster?
So Austin Bond, who's back in town now after doing his chiropractic school, he's back on the team again. You got Evan Kells, who, you know, has been around pretty much just as long as I have.
Brandt, he had a home run last week.
The two home run game that he had in Benson, so... Yep, the old guy can still do it. Brandon Hill's back with us following his coaching stint with Alex here this year.
Brandon took his team to the World Series.
Series in Tennessee, so that was pretty awesome for them. We're really happy for that, how that's going with his coaching career, and we'll see where that takes him. We got Tyler Earp back this year. Max Young, he just finished, I think, his 10th grade year, so he signed with us as well. We got the Brad Kuzman, Avery Whitnabel. So Avery was gone pretty much all of last year in Illinois for like his internship. I think he pitched one game. So it's kind of like adding a new player again. So it's nice to have Avery back. We got Nolan Smith, Blake Wolschlager, Matt Inger still driving back. I think his wife actually picks up some hours at the clinic here in town now too. So it's good to get them in the area, keep them coming back. We got Caden Fernals, Dylan Lilliard. You know, unfortunately for Dylan, I think he had some MCL sprain in the Morris game, so I'm not sure when he'll be back playing for us. He was around Wednesday, still limping around a little bit. Got Matt Arndt, Brendan Kuzman. Malcolm Lilliard's on the team now this year. I think he had just graduated from Lac Parle. Brandon Bornhorst, Wyatt Halverson, Jared Royland, and Landon Sherm. So a full roster now. You know, when we were the Ortonville game, I think Chicago game, we're pretty limited, you know, 10, 11 guys for those. So, you know, when you got the Junior Legion going on, Legion, everything else, you know, guys need time to do personal family stuff too. So it's nice to have a full roster, about 20, and then we'll just have to see where the season goes from there.
All right, what's coming up for the Mallards this week then?
Yep, so we just got a game Sunday against Clinton at 2 p.m. in Clinton, you know, with the Legion tournament going on all weekend here in Madison. And then we head to Rosen for the Rosen tournament on next Friday. So, Yep. So should be a good weekend. Clinton will be a good competition for us. See where we're at. So they usually, you know, finish in the top three, top four in the Land of Ducks. So, you know, Sunday we'll see where we're at, and you know, we got a lot of tough teams left to play in the Land of Ducks as well. So, you know, but we got off to a really good start. Win the games, I guess we should be winning for sure, and we'll just have to see where it goes.
What's this game at Wilmer with the Stingers? What is that?
So that's the Rosen tournament, and that's that was the original schedule, the Montrose Waverly Stingers.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, but that's
the Busch Light tournament.
Yeah, that's the Busch Light invite. But that actually, I think they had a team back out.
Okay.
So that schedule has changed. I think we play at 5 o'clock on Saturday. I believe against Wahpeton.
Okay, during the Busch Light.
Yeah, during the Busch Light invite,
and that's
June 27th.
Okay.
Yep. And then June 28th. I'm not sure who we play, but it's a full schedule that we actually know the times and everything, and we can go over that next Saturday.
All right, Matt. Thanks for coming to the studio and tell us about the Mallards, and good luck this week.
Yep. Thank you very much, Paul.
Matt Munson, manager of the Madison Mallards. Take a break, and we'll be right back. Stock up and save this week at the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson with some delicious deals. Stop in and grab yours while supplies last. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1, and they're closed Sunday and Monday.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
And Jared Royland of the Madison Junior Legion team is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You got your baseball uniform on. You're ready to go down to Madison. A lot of baseball in Madison today.
Yeah. I think we got five games today, and I think another three tomorrow. So we're And we had two yesterday, so.
Yeah, baseball full swing here in Madison.
That's right. Sure. Wouldn't want it any other way.
All right, how long have you been manager of the Junior Legion team, roughly?
I think it's 6 years
six
now
years
we're
already.
Talking. Yeah,
wow,
yeah, we're getting old.
Well, your season's well underway. Why don't you introduce your team to us? Go down your roster there, Jared, and kind of recap your well into your season, of course. And
sure.
Had a big win last night, and we'll talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. So this year we got 16 guys on our roster, which that's about the most that I've ever had on a roster, but it's a good problem to have. A lot of the other district teams they don't have a problem like that, so we're pretty fortunate there. But our lineup is we got Tanner Tilbury, Ryan Bierke, Parker Koloff, Owen Meyer, Max Young, Colden Heineke, Jackson Fernals, Hudson Kahn, Evan Schliemann, Easton Fernals, Cooper Smith, Carter Young, Carter Moan, Bryson Danzizen, Angel Alonzo, and Alex Nyans. So, yeah, we got 16, almost a full roster here.
Oh, that's great to have that kind of numbers.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Yep. A lot of those names did on the varsity, Loughborough varsity this year?
Yeah, I think about half of them either at least had some time, or even a number of them were starters on the varsity. So that varsity experience is huge.
Yep, and they're getting a lot of baseball in this summer with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So that'll pay off for the high school.
Absolutely, season. Yep. That's hopefully we can help Darby out next spring a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep my comments to myself. Anybody else helping you?
I got Brian Fernals is helping me this summer. He's a huge help. He's a baseball mind. And he's helping. Where I'm finally into the 21st century with Game Changer, and him and Caden Fernals are a lot of help with that, getting everything recorded and. You got everything at the touch of a finger instead of going through your book and trying to figure everything out. So It's a huge help.
Yeah, Game Changer is pretty cool. I got that in my app, and I follow all the area teams with that.
So. Yeah. It's, I mean, instant stats, instant everything. It makes our decisions as coaches a heck of a lot easier.
Right. All right, let's talk about your season. Just kind of recap the first half here.
Sure. Yeah. So we started the year. We got invited back to the Larson Olsen 17U tournament that we went to for the first year in Milbank last year. We won it last year, and so we got invited back. So we had a game Friday, a game Saturday, and a game Sunday. So on Friday, we went up against Warner Ipswich, and I think we only had about two hits in that game, but the boys did a good job on the base paths and getting some walks and getting guys on base. We ended up winning 6-1 in that game. Then Saturday we came back and played a really, really solid Mobridge team. Their starting pitcher is, I told the guys, that's probably the best starting pitcher we're going to see on the year.
Oh, yeah.
He had a lot of movement on his, he had a slider, and he was probably hitting mid to upper 70s with his fastball, and we went up early 2-0, but then they came back and we ended up dropping that 8-2, but then we came back on Sunday and got a nice win against Volga to claim third place in that tournament. We won that game 10-2, so that was a good way to start the year. We got, you know, a lot of innings in, got a lot of guys at bats and innings in the field and innings on the mound. So that was a good way to start the year and kind of get an idea, a feel for where are we going to have guys, what order are we going to have for our pitching staff and that kind of stuff. So that was a really good way to start the year. Then we dove right into our league schedule the following Tuesday. We went over to Prinsburg and got a big 17-7 win. Guys played really well, put the bat on the ball, really, really made it, forgot about some of our hitting issues during that tournament. And we got a nice way to start the league schedule. Then we came back on that Friday and played McRae and got a 10-0 win there. That was really fun to see. We had a good pitching staff game that night. Jackson Fernals threw, I think, six innings. Obviously didn't give up any runs. Had four hits or something like that. Pitched really well for us. Then this past Tuesday, we hosted Granite Falls. And, I mean, they're just a perennial good team in the section, you know. They're always solid down there. We ended up dropping that game 10-0. I think they had six of their runs were earned, and of those six, we gave them three of them. We gave them bases, either walking them or hitting batters. So it was a lot closer game than that 10-0 indicates, and I definitely look forward to hopefully seeing them again because I think we'll get some things figured out and ironed out, and that'll be a good matchup down the road for us.
Good.
And then last night, that was a barn burner. we hosted Camby to start out this whole big weekend of baseball down at the ball field here in town. Normally we're supposed to go 7 innings, but we decided to go 10 last night.
Oh, wow. 10 innings.
Yeah, it ended up being, we won 7-6. Carter Moen had a walk-off single. We had guys on second and third, and he was able to punch a ball up the middle and gave us a walk-off single. That was a huge at-bat for Carter. Hopefully a big confidence boost for him. He's been right there all year. He's had some really nice hits, and then other games he's struggled a little bit, and I've told him, keep your head up and keep fighting, and he came through for us big last night. That was awesome to see.
Good. What was the final score?
It was 6-7.
6-7 to 6. 10 innings.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I think we had 8 hits, and I think six RBIs. We drew 9 walks. That was a huge thing too for us. any night you draw more walks than have strikeouts, that's a huge part. You know, that's a great thing for us. I mean, really, all year we've been drawing walks and getting guys on base any way we can. We're hitting, or our on base percentage is .450. So I mean, almost half of our at bats we're getting a guy on base. You know, I look at that. Everybody kind of looks at your average, and I'm guilty of it too. But with how patient we are at the plate and how we're able to extend at bats and see pitches, I start looking at that on base percentage, and I mean, .450 is that's a excellent number to have.
Who got the hits for you last night? Or the RBIs?
Last night we had a bunch of guys contributing. I think some of the bigger guys we had. Oh, let's see. Easton Fernholz had two RBIs for us. Tanner Tilbury had an RBI on two hits. Easton also had two hits. He had a double that it hit the fence on the fly, and I off the bat I thought for sure it was gone. And he got to third base too, and he looked at me. He goes, "I thought that was out." I'm like, "It was darn close." let's see who else. Carter had a hit, like I mentioned, that walk-off single for us. But I mean, up and down the lineup, we had nine walks last night.
Okay.
And so I mean, it was
I think
1 through 9 we had, I think everybody was on base at least once last night. So that was awesome to see.
And who pitched for you?
Jackson Fernholz got the start last night. He threw six really good innings. He did give up five runs, but only one of them were earned. We had some issues early on in the game, in the field,
okay.
But we got that cleaned up. Carter Moen came in for an inning and two thirds and only gave up two hits and one earned run. And then Easton came in and got the last two and a third and really shut the door for us and kept us in the game. And he was the winning pitcher last night. So that was huge. And like I told the boys last night, it's really easy. I think we were down 4-0 after four innings, and it would have been really easy to pack it in and say, well, tonight just isn't our night after making some mistakes in the field in the first few innings. But the guys did a really good job at battling back and keeping their heads up and working and continuing to chip away at that deficit. And yeah, we were able to.
Walk-offs are always fun, aren't they?
Yeah. I might have gotten the Loosburg phone book underneath my jumping at third base coach last night, but it was a fun night of ball.
All right, what's coming up next for the junior Legion?
So this week we kind of got a light schedule. We've only got one game, and that'd be on Tuesday. We go down to Mineota. They're always a pretty solid team. They're right in the middle of the pack in the league. So we've played four league games, and we're 3-1. So we're tied for second in the league right now.
Okay.
That was, like I said, that game last night, we were, Camby and us were both tied.
Oh, they were. Okay.
So
nice.
So that was a big league win.
All right, Jared, thanks for coming in this morning, and have fun down at the ball field today. And
absolutely.
And good luck in Mineota on what day?
Tuesday. Yep.
And we'll hear all about next Saturday then.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Jared Royland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion team, sponsored by the Madison VFW.
That's right.
So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll hear from Tyler Olliman of the Rosen Express right after this.
Appleton Baseball Field, home of the Free Freezy. Upcoming games for Little Sioux League 7th and 8th graders are May 27th, June 3rd, June 24th, and July 15th. Appleton A's amateur ball games coming up is May 31st, June 13th and 14th, June 27th, July 19th, and regional playoffs on August 15th. Come check us out.
The Lacaparo Valley softball team would like to thank our Home Run Club sponsors for their generous support of our team. The 2026 Home Run Club sponsors include Holloway Rod and Gud Club, Zarbuck Funeral Home, Clean Sight, Golden Harvest Chickasaw Seeds, Ludvigson Tiling, Q92.1 FM, Appleton Dental Care, Fernald's Concrete, Tim and Sherilyn Meyer, and Joe Schreier.
Appleton Sportsman's Club, Traeger Seeds Pioneer, Bellingham Legion Post 441, Appleton VFW Post 4955, Home to Home, Egg Country, Borset Rock and Excavation, Kibble Equipment, Piotr Construction, Myland American Legion Post 359, Richard and Sam Meyer Family, the Appleton Press, and the Western Guard.
Appleton Area Health, Healing Journey by Sue, Madison Chiropractic, Cargill, Myland Fire Department, The Dryer Doctors, Clement Electric, Appleton Veterinarian Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, HP Landscaping and Snow Removal, Chad and Link Kranz. Thank you to our Home Run sponsors for, and all donors for your support of our softball program and the LQPV Dugout Club.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and we're going to travel over to Rosen and talk with Tyler Ottleman, the manager of the Rosen Express. And Tyler, how many years have you been manager of the Express now?
I believe this would be my seventh year, if I'm not mistaken. I started in 2019.
Okay, and how long have you been playing with the Rosen Express?
I believe when I finish, however you want to say, but I believe this would be my 20th season on the team. So
wow.
I started as a sophomore, I believe, in school, and yeah, keeping it going. So,
and you're still playing this year, or just managing?
I've played a little bit, but mainly managing.
Okay,
we have a younger group of guys, or we're kind of young, I would say, for the most part. But I'm letting everyone kind of get their playing time and get their feet wet. So
okay, it's always a rich tradition over there in Rosen for town ball, isn't it?
Very much so. Yes, we have a good group of guys. We have a good fan base, and we're keeping things going. We have Little League on Sunday nights that we have in Rosen, and there's a strong showing of Ortonville and Madison kids and Scum Appleton kids. So it's there's a lot of baseball in Rosen.
And you've made many improvements over the last few years to the field and the stands and stuff, haven't you?
Yes, we've done quite a bit. I know that we've written it all down, and we just kind of went over it here recently. But it was kind of funny. Even the last week against Mineota, Jason Myrie made a comment to us. He's been out of baseball. I mean, he's been around it, but amateur wise, he hasn't. He hasn't been around for a while, and he just couldn't believe just in the last 5 years what we've done to the ball field and between the turf mound and the home plate and the grass lines and all the improvements we made. So
yeah, I know Jason. He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Very nice. Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce this summer's Rosen Express to us, and we'll get into how your season's going.
Yeah, we have 18 guys on the roster. Kind of a mixture of kids from Ortonville and Lacaparo. I can kind of go through some of the guys if you don't mind.
Yep.
Kind of the guys that have been around for a while, and then I'll go a little bit younger. But myself, I'm the oldest guy on the team now, and myself and Damian Plotsky, we both run the show, I would say, for the most part, coaching. But then we have some mainstays that have been around there for a while, like a Preston Kraft, Mike Shakey, and then we have Drew Boots, Nate Strong. Both guys are from Mortonville. And Evan Ingesmo, he's from Canby area. And then we have Peyton Rademacher, Jacob Motz. Jacob Motz will be from Mortonville, but Peyton Rademacher and Chris Patzer, Caden Mortensen, Dylan Keimig. He's a kid that came over from Madison from last year. Landon Weber. And then a kid from actually Montevideo is Christian Canton. He's been on the team, and I think he's been on the team for about 4 or 5 years already. So time kind of flies by there.
Okay.
And then a couple of younger kids that are still, you probably hear their names, at Legion or Junior Legion would be Connor Ohm from Mortonville, and then Carter Moan.
Okay.
To round out the roster.
All right. Got any bat boys or bat girls or any people that help you? Or?
Yes, I always get, I always hear when I forget their name or don't write them down, but my two kids, Kenley Alleman and Ander Alleman, so they,
what's their names again, Tyler?
My oldest is Kenley.
Okay.
And then my other one, first year doing it, is Ander.
Okay. So they're the bat boys, huh?
Yep.
Okay, girls.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Bat boy and a bat girl. So, technically, I believe this would be her third year doing it.
All right. They get a uniform and everything, or?
Yep. They have their own uniform, and okay. Oh, yeah. And then they wear their helmet, and every time we do that, I talk to the other coaches or go over ground rules, they're right there listening and hearing, and, yeah, they stick their nose into it. So, they enjoy it just as much as anybody else. So.
Great. Good family time then, too. So.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your season. You're well into your season. Just tell us how it's going and maybe the last game or so, if you've got the stats there in front of you or whatever you want to talk about there, Tyler.
Yeah. So far, Rosen's played 8 games this year. We've played 8 games. We've played 4 league games. We played some non-conference games, 4 non-conference. We played they finished in the top 4 last year in Castlewood to start the season off, and we beat them 3-2, a very good Castlewood team. Yeah, they finished, they were in the final 4 in South Dakota for state, played them. We ended up playing Granite also this year. Granite's off to a very good start, and we went down to Granite and I was talking to some of the former players that were down there. We had a very strong showing in Granite Falls. A lot of people said we outdrew Granite in Granite, and we ended up beating them 7-2, and I believe that was the first time we beat Granite since 2003.
Wow!
So it's been a while. A lot of the guys wanted to play down there just because some of the names I've said were part of the state team a couple years ago, or actually like Preston Kraft, you know, that would have been now probably 15, 18 years ago since he last played down there for high school, and they like playing down there. It's a beautiful field, and end up playing down there. Yeah, played a very good Granite team. But then the other two non-league games, we went up north by Detroit Lakes. We played Perm, who was a very solid team, and Henning, Minnesota. So out of there, we just lost to Perm 6-3, and Henning we beat 10-2. So
okay. All right.
But, overall, so far, we're 6-2 on the year, and we're 3-1 in league play.
Okay.
One of the league games we did play was last weekend, last Sunday. We played Minneota at home. Rosen ended up winning the game 11-1.
Wow.
Kind of how it ended up going was Rosen, in the bottom of the second inning, scored 4 runs, starting off by Preston Kraft getting on base. Rosen really didn't have a lot of hits that day, but we ended up kind of battling a pitcher who's kind of struggled to find the zone, but we chipped away and just kind of kept putting the ball in play, and they kind of made some errors, and I was just proud that we kept putting the ball in play, I guess, for the most part. But Rosen scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second. And then Rosen came back right away again and scored a run in the bottom of the third inning. Just kept adding more runs. And, yeah, did not give up a run until the top of the sixth. And then after the seventh inning, it was a 10-run rule. So stats on the day, Christian Canton started on the mound for Rosen. He went 5 innings. He gave up 3 hits. He gave up hit 1 batter and striking out 4. And then coming in relief was Mike Shakey. He went 1 inning, giving up 1 hit, 1 run, which was earned. He walked 1 guy and struck out 2. And then Caden Mortensen came in relief in the 7th inning. He gave up no hits, no runs, hit 1 batter, walked 2, and struck out 1. And then on the hitting side of it, hits on the day, to lead Rosen was Landon Weber. He had 2 hits. Two hits with an RBI and scored 3 runs. And then other hits was Nate Strong. He had a hit. He had a hit by pitch and walked and an RBI with 2 runs. And then Preston Kraft, he had a hit, which was a double and an RBI, walked twice and 1 hit by pitch and 1 run scored. And then Evan Ingersoll with a kind of a big hit in the second inning to get us going. He had a big hit there. had scored two runs, but he ended up with one hit, which was a single with three RBI, and a run scored. So the final of that game was 11-1.
Okay, good. And Minnesota's usually got a pretty good team, too, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, they have a very good pitcher that pitched down in Marshall. We did not have him facing him. He threw against a very good squad and helps when you have a good starting pitching.
Okay.
So,
all right, you got a couple games in Rosen this weekend, I see, huh?
Actually, today I should put out there better. Today, Granite Falls, we were supposed to host Granite Falls today at 2 o'clock, but they ended up not having enough players. So
okay.
We won't play that game, so just kind of spread the word, everybody. We will not be playing today in Rosen, but we will play our annual, try to play every Father's Day Sunday at 2:30 against Morris at home.
Ooh.
So
Morris went to state last year, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They're always kind of there. They have always the talent every year in and year out, but they're always kind of towards the top. And this year, yeah, they're undefeated so far. So,
okay, so that's Sunday at home against Morris. What time was that?
2:30.
2:30. Okay, and then next weekend you got the Busch Light invite.
Correct. Yep. We have the Busch Light invite. It's starting in games with Friday, and then four games Saturday, and three games on Sunday. Usually we have six teams that are entered, but one team dropping out here a few weeks ago, and we had a couple of teams that were interested but couldn't get the commitment, but we ended up still playing it, and it's more of a round robin, but there will be a tournament still. It's just the format's a little bit different, but this year with the teams, the guys that I named, we have enough pitching, and Rosen's going to end up playing four games. But everyone else will play their three games like we have in the past.
Who do you got in the tournament then?
This year it would be Rosen and Madison. And after that it would be Wahpeton from North Dakota is coming down. Sacred Heart and Montrose Waverly.
Mm. Okay, good. That's next weekend then. So
correct. Yep.
And Q92 will have the Rosen-Madison-Mallard game on the air next Friday. And what's the start time for that?
That would be 6:45 in Rosen.
6:45 next Friday. You can hear that game right here on Q92. But bring your radios with you and go over to Rosen and watch the game and listen to the radio. You can do that.
You can do both at the same time. There I've seen people do that. So
okay. All right. Anything else, Tyler? We touch on everything there.
Yep. I would say next week is our Busch Light invite, and I guess maybe if that works out, we can talk a little bit more next week about it and kind of how the games go Saturday and Sunday.
All right. All right. Real good, Tyler. Thank you for your time, and good luck this week with the Express.
Thanks for everything you do too, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Tyler Adelman, manager of the Rosen Express, will take a commercial break. We'll come back more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
The wait is over, Granite Falls. The brand new Granite Falls C-Store is ready to welcome you beginning Monday, June 22nd. Stop in and check out our beautiful new store and kitchen, complete with plenty of parking and a spacious dining area where you can sit back and enjoy a great meal. We're serving delicious smoked meats every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with daily specials coming soon. We're open 5:30 to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The deli will close at 9 p.m. Whether you're grabbing a quick bite or fueling up for the day, make the new Granite Falls C-Store your destination. Conveniently located at the intersection of Highway 212 and 23 in Granite Falls.
After 48 years of serving Madison and the surrounding communities, Tufte Auto and Sales has made the difficult decision to close its body shop. Our final day of business will be June 30th. We want to extend our deepest gratitude to the customers who trusted us with their vehicles through the years and to the dedicated employees whose hard work and talents help make our business what it is today. From all of us at Tufte Auto and Sales, thank you for 48 wonderful years. Your support and friendship will never be forgotten. With heartfelt appreciation, thank you.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show again. We're going to travel over to Dawson and talk to Braden Thompson. Braden's the manager of the Devil Dogs, I think you call yourself, right, Braden?
Yes, we are the Devil Dogs, the American Legion team out of Dauphin.
Yeah, the senior Legion. There's different kind of Devil Dog in the Dauphin Baseball Association. Can you explain that to our listeners? Who's what? Or
yeah, it's a little confusing. So the senior Legion is the Devil Dogs. The junior Legion is the Dirt Dogs.
Dirt Dogs.
Yep, and then the 7th and 8th grade team is the Dirt Devils.
Dirt Devils, okay. Well, we'll talk to you about the Devil Dogs. How about that? So, hey, thanks for being on the Coach's Show, Braden, again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you're into your season already. Why don't you introduce your roster to us? And I know the boys had a great high school season again, and most of the same players, right?
Yeah, a lot of the same kids we've had from the high school team, and a couple more that have gone out, and we actually had two kids come back who graduated last year, actually, just kind of help with numbers and everything else. So,
well, that's right. You can do that. Even if you went to college, you can come back and play, right?
Yeah, they changed that now. I think this is maybe the second or third year with that. So they go by birthdays, so anything after that January 1st cutoff now is what they go by, and not the actual grade level themselves.
Okay. All right, well, introduce your roster to us, Braden.
Yeah, we have Ace Larson, Aiden Dahl, Aiden Olson, Ashton Swendra, Braden Jaden, Colin Olson, Colton Boffin, Eli Olson, Colin Shocker, Jackson Schugel, Cameron Sather, Kyan Mosing, Mason Minee, Nathan Hansen, and Evan Ibarra.
Okay. All right, good. And so how's your season going so far? How many games you got in so far?
We've had three games so far. We've had one game supposed to be against Montevideo that got rained out, postponed, so... the first game we ended up playing Redwood Falls and beating them 5-3. And then the second game we ended up playing Cottonwood just this last Monday and we won 13-4. And then this Thursday we went to Raymond, took on McRae and won 11-0.
Okay. So a couple of wins this week then.
Yeah, it was, felt like we had a pretty good week, you know, beating Cottonwood on Monday and then, you know, felt like we played our most complete game on Thursday against McRae and had some timely hits and a clean game in the field. So that was good to see.
Good. I don't know if you have the book there in front of you or you want to go through some stats of McRae or Cottonwood game or you got that in front of you there? Okay.
Yep. So the McRae game, Nathan Hansen, it was a 6-inning game. He went the complete game, only allowed 2 hits, struck out 4. So I really felt like he did a good job. Cameron Sather led the way with 3 hits. Kyan Mosing had 2 hits. Eli Olson had a hit. Aiden Olson had a hit. Aiden's actually coming off. I can't remember if it's his labrum or his rotator cuff that he hurt, but so he didn't play a lot of the high school season. So now he's back. He can't throw, but he can at least swing a bat. So that's been positive to see him come back and get a chance to play this summer.
Okay, good. So anything else on the season so far, or what you got games you got coming up, or?
Yeah, so next week, obviously Riverfest week in Dauphin. So Monday we actually travel down to Granite Falls, and that'll be a junior-senior Legion doubleheader, I believe starting at 5 o'clock. So the junior Legion will play at 5, and then the senior Legion will play around 7 following that game.
Okay.
So that's Monday, and then obviously Merchants Night being Wednesday. And then Thursday in Dauphin, it'll be another junior-senior Legion doubleheader Thursday in Dauphin, and that is against Bold.
Okay. So, yeah, Riverfest week this week in Dawson. That's right. Okay. It's, they always bring a, and the Drakes play Wednesday against Mineota, I believe.
That's great.
On Merchants Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, are you with the Drakes this year? Or?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Busy time.
Yeah. Busy time for you. That's for sure. How long have you been manager of the Dawson Legion team?
This is my third year now.
Okay.
Helping out with the Senior Legion group.
Okay. You have anybody else that helps you? Or?
Yes. We kind of have three coaches. Myself, Blake Thompson, my younger brother, and then Jeremy Olson.
Oh, Jeremy. Well. Okay. Good. All right. Anything else about the Devil Dogs that you want to mention? Or
we are actually hosting the pod playoffs. I believe that is the third Saturday in July, the 18th, I want to say.
Okay.
So I believe that'll be Madison, Granite Falls, Montevideo will all travel to Dawson that weekend. And so that we're looking forward to that. Should be a fun weekend.
Oh, that's a first, I think, isn't it? To be hosting Legion playoff games, right?
Yeah, it's kind of been spread out in high seed and here and there. And so it'll be a little different this year to have a couple more games in Dawson. So
it'll
be great. It'll be fun.
I'm sorry, what?
I said no, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great to do that. You guys have made a lot of improvements at Nelson Field over the last few years.
Yeah, we've got a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who've put in a lot of time and effort and, you know, great sponsors and donations, and we're very thankful for all that.
Okay. All right, Braden, thanks for the report on the Dawson Devil Dogs, the Dawson Senior Legion team, and good luck this coming week.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. Braden Thompson of the Devil Dogs over there in Dawson. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Make plans for Merchants Night at Nelson Field in Dawson on Wednesday, June 24th. Come hungry and enjoy a delicious pulled pork meal starting at 5 p.m. with a free will donation. Plus, chances to win prizes from area businesses throughout the evening. Then enjoy a great night of hometown baseball. The 7th and 8th grade Dirt Devils take on Canby at 5:30, followed by the Dawson Drakes and Mineota Mudhens under the lights at 8. Merchants Night at Nelson Field in Dawson. Great food, great prizes, and great baseball. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.